Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we're continuing today with the eighth Mizmar of the Book of Tehillim, Perek Ches. This song gives us the words to help us appreciate God's majesty and power in the world, and it inspires us to play a role in revealing His presence. It's introduced to be played on the instrument Vigitit, which was called Gitit because it was manufactured in the city of Gat. A Gat is also a wine press. And in the city of Gat, they produced wine. So just as drinking wine can bring one to a greater sense of joy, so too will the message of this song. Get ready. Let's go. Pasuk Beis. Hashem Adonenu ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Asher t'nahotcha al ha-shamayim. Hashem, our Master, how mighty, Adir, is your name in all the earth, even though it's befitting for you to put all your majesty in the heaven. The word for mighty, Adir, has the same root as dar, dalid resh, meaning to dwell. Adira is a dwelling place. So we're saying to Hashem, although your ultimate abode is in the heaven, we feel the impact of your majesty, your presence on earth. God literally dwells amongst us. And furthermore, says the Malbim, our service of God on this earth impacts that which will happen in the heavens. And we're going to see this idea further. So the song continues and elaborates on Hashem's presence in the world. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Mipi olalim v'yonkim yisadata oz. From the mouths of babies and nursing infants, you have established your strength. The Matzudas David explains that from the time that babies are born, we see the greatness of God and His involvement in the world. Because Hashem prepares the mother to have the proper nourishment for her baby immediately. And as the baby grows and its physical needs change, so does the quality of the mother's milk. So we see God's strength from the minute a baby is born. Alternatively, the Ibn Ezra explains that it can be read that God's greatness is so apparent, even a young child who begins to speak can notice it. The pasuk continues, we're still in verse 3. Leman tzorecha lashbis oyev umisnakeim. Hashem establishes His strength due to your tormentors so that you will still the enemy and the avenger. And we can understand these tormentors as those who are our enemies and try to hurt us. And it's sometimes during our most trying times that God enables us to find Him more easily. Think about it in terms of the story of the Egyptian persecution. It was because of the wicked Egyptians that God showed us His great strength, or through the wicked Egyptians, Hashem showed us His great strength. Rabbi Hirsch notes something a little bit different. He says the word tormentors, tzorerecha, your tormentors, comes from the word tzar, tzadi resh, meaning narrow or limited. It's actually the same root for the country of Mitzrayim, which also confined us as well. In the context of this song, Tzorecha, your tormentors, which includes our Yetzer Hara, they encourage us to limit or confine God to specific places or situations, like to Shabbos or Chagim holidays, or to Shul, or to the Beis Medrash, or when to confine God to situations when we really need Him, like there's a person in need for a recovery or salvation. We sometimes put God in a very narrow, quote-unquote, place instead of seeing Him in every aspect of our lives. So to counter this tendency, God makes Himself visible everywhere. So really, it's because of these tzorerim, these tormentors who try to keep us limiting God, God enables us to see His presence everywhere. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet. So when I look at the heavens, Ki eresh shamecha ma'asei etzba'osecha yoreach v'kochavim asher konanta. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you established, And so really, we don't need challenges or tormentors to see the glory of God. We can just see his greatness on a peaceful evening. We can look up to the sky and just marvel at the splendor of his creations. Just enjoy this pasuk along with the incredible view. And as we are in wonder of the intricacies of nature, we now may see our own insignificance. And so we continue, pasuk 5, pasuk hey. Ma enosh ki tiskarenu, uven adam ki sifkedenu. What is a simple man, enosh, that you, Hashem, should be mindful of him, and the son of man, ben adam, that you should notice him? Hashem, in all this incredible world, you pay attention to me? So much so that, pasuk vav, verse 6, v'techasreu ma'at melokim, v'chavod v'hadar ta'atrehu. Only a little less than angels, with honor and splendor, you crowned him. Pasuk Zion, Tamshileu b'masa yadecha, kol shata tachas raglav. You gave him dominion over your handiwork, everything you placed under his feet. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Soneh v'alafim kulam, v'gam b'hamos sadai. You sheep, cattle, all of them, and even the beasts of the field. Pasuk Tes, Tzipor, Shamayim Udgei Hayam, Over Archos Yamim, the birds of the sky and fish in the sea. He even, meaning man, even traverses the lanes of the sea. Man was given the intellectual ability to create boats to cross the sea. The world is so awesome, and God is so powerful, and he gives us the ability to have dominion on his incredible world. We are in this earth, but he has given us from the greatness of the heavenly angels, just a little less than the heavenly angels. What an empowering message. So what I'd like to do is learn these psukim based on the Midrash Shochar Tov, the Midrash on Tehillim, which weaves in a beautiful story and message into these words. It's quite a lengthy Midrash, and I'm going to do part of it with you. So when God was preparing to give us his Torah, the angels complained to him, saying, "Until now, your Torah was in the heavens with you and us in a holy environment. Why are you bringing it down to man where it will be sullied?" So God told the angels that they were too holy. They can't fulfill the Torah fully. They don't yearn for unholy pursuits, and they have no physical desires. And as a result, they cannot fully engage with the Torah and its laws in the way that human beings can. So the term used to denote man in this mizmar is enosh. It begins with the letter Aleph, Aleph Nun Vav Shin. However, the Midrash makes a play on the words and says that the angels referred to the enosh beginning with the letter Ayin. Ayin Nun Vav Shin. That spelling means punishment. In other words, the angels were rhetorically asking God, "Why are you giving the Torah to mortals who will need to be punished for their misdeeds?" And they will be punished. So God left the question for Moshe to answer. Moshe ascended Har Sinai to receive the Torah, and he answered them. That is exactly why God is giving us the Torah. It's because we're lowly and sinful. We need the Torah to elevate us and to elevate the earth in which we live. While you, angels, declare the greatness of the Almighty in the heavens, God wants to give us the Torah to make his name great on earth. And that's what the Torah is for. Unlike the angels, man has the ability to create a home, a dirah, for God in this world. And so the Jews then continue to do this by building a mishkan, a tabernacle for God on earth, for him to dwell amongst us. And as they prepared the mishkan, the angels again argued with God, "Why are you going to leave your throne of glory and dwell among mortals? What is man that you should take note of him? Ma enosh ki siskarenu uven adam ki sifkedenu." The word ma enosh, what is man, can also be read as an exclamation, "Wow is man." Hashem now uses the word ma to describe what an amazing creature man is, not to question it, but as a statement. And God then showed the angels a vision of Avraham, willing to sacrifice everything he had for God, climaxing with his readiness to sacrifice his son, Yitzhak. He showed them Yitzhak and Yaakov, who struggled and each became great. God then showed the angels Moshe, who spoke face to face with God. And he showed them David HaMelech, King David, whose lips were constantly singing God's praises no matter what he experienced. He showed them Daniel, who was ready to give up his life in service to God. He was Moser Nefesh. And through his act of refusing to worship idols, he was thrown into the lion's den. And as a result of his salvation, God's presence was seen in the world. So Hashem said to the angels, Ma Enosh, this is the man who I take note of. This verse, this pasuk, clearly gives us a message as well. What an amazing person I am or can be. Ma Enosh, what a person I can be. And now we conclude the song in a similar manner with which we began. Verse 10, pasuk Yud. Hashem Adonenu, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Hashem, our master, how mighty is your name in all the earth. Very similar to the first pasuk, except what's omitted is Asher Tenahotcha Al Hashamayim, who has set your glory above the heavens. So we don't talk about the heavens at the end. We just refer to the earth. Hashem is mighty, Adir, because he has a dira, a dwelling in this world. So what gives him the dwelling in this world? Let's go back to the Medrash Shochar Tov. The Medrash Shochar Tov says that this pasuk is said by those very angels who wanted to keep God's presence in the heavens. And now they say, how mighty is your name in all the earth. Of course, God's greatness is in the heavens. That's natural. However, the Jewish people bring the glory of God down to the earth through their behavior by making a dirah for Hashem, a place that Hashem feels comfortable in this world. And so as you read this empowering mizmar, let it open your eyes to the glory of heaven as it manifests in this world. This awareness should transform your perspective, not only to recognize God's greatness, but also to realize that despite the vastness of creation, God sees you, values you, and gives you a unique role in his divine plan. When you internalize this, when you let the words speak to you, you're then motivated to channel your energies to bring the greatness of God into the world through your actions. And so when you say Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, what is man that you, meaning God, are mindful of him? You may begin to sense Hashem's harmonizing with your words, saying to the Malachim, saying to the angels, Ma Enosh, how incredible is man that I should be mindful of him. And he is pointing to you. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.